Well, hello again. I'm Zach, and this is Red Rock Mysteries.
I'm Ashley, and this is my little brother, Bryce.
Hey.
By 57 seconds. It's not much, but it counts.
Our dad.
He died. We've got a stepfather now, and he's really nice.
Sam's not a Christian.
But that's okay. We're praying for him. Mom brought us to Colorado from Illinois. Now we're moving to a new city, Red Rock.
Last time, things ended up a little tense. I think we should back up a little bit and see where we left off.
Well, thank you for your time, Deputy.
You bet. Oh, the video camera. Did you take a look for it, young man?
I looked all over. Only thing I can think is I might have dropped it outside somewhere. I'll keep looking.
Okay. Well, thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
Hey, good night. I'm going to call the owner of the cabin. You two okay?
Sure, Sam. Go ahead.
What do you think?
About the break-in?
Yeah.
Something doesn't fit. I don't think this was a random thing. I mean, I think they were looking for something.
But what?
I don't know. Man, I wish Mom was here.
Yeah, she could help us figure it out.
Wait, do you hear that?
No, I don't hear anything.
Exactly.
Dylan!
Oh, we should check on him!
Wait.
What's wrong with you two?
It's Dylan. There's no noise at the pinball machine.
I thought the same thing. Come with me. Take a look at that.
I don't believe it.
Aw, that is so cute. I was afraid somebody had kidnapped him.
I wish I could sleep like that in a bed, let alone standing up against a pinball machine.
Look, every time he breathes, he hits the flipper.
I gotta get a picture of this for your mom.
Wish I could find my video camera.
What do you think we ought to do with him?
I've never seen him sleeping standing up before. Mom says we should always let sleeping Dylans lie.
I'll grab a pillow from the couch in case he slides down. Break his fall.
That's just too cute.
If I could find my camera, we could send it to one of those TV shows.
Maybe whoever broke and stole it.
What would they want with a... Wait a minute. You might be onto something.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, almost your turn, buddy. Come on, we'll get you tucked into bed.
What do you mean, Bryce?
Maybe this has something to do with my camera.
You guys get to bed, too. We're headed home tomorrow. We can clean this up in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about as clean as we're going to get it. The owner said he'd send someone to clean after we left today. You guys sleep okay?
Not really. I kept thinking somebody would break in again. I can't wait to show these pictures of Dylan to Mom.
What are you working on, Bryce?
Clues. I want to figure this out before we leave.
Well, you better hurry up.
I thought all night about it. So, tell me what we know. Anything you can think of.
Okay. We know there was a prowler outside the house when we got home from Gold Town. There's a suspicious car in the ski resort yesterday, so somebody was watching us. The cabin was ransacked while we were gone. We don't know what they wanted. And Boo Heckler threatened you.
But Boo lives so far away.
Do you have his number?
Boo's?
Yeah.
Well, it's on the text message he sent, but why do you want it?
Let me see it.
Should we put the stolen gold on the clue list?
It's a long shot, but I guess it could be related.
What are you doing?
Easiest way to cross a person off the list is to call him.
You're calling Boo? I don't know if that's a good idea.
Shh, it's ringing. Yes, is Aaron there? Oh, hello, Aaron. How are you? Well, I'm calling as part of a group of concerned parents from the school. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not calling about what you've done. It's what you're about to do. Have you been home all weekend? Well, we're making sure all of our top students are getting enough rest so they'll be ready for the CATs, the big tests. You know about that, right? Well, Actually, any person who doesn't take the test gets a zero, so we really need everyone there, no matter their grade point average. You have to be, and why do you have to be there? You have a score to settle, hmm? You know, Aaron, I've heard you've made it a little difficult on some students. A lot of them, actually. Now, if I were you, I would concentrate on my studies and cut out the extracurricular activities. Get my drift? The fighting and bullying. Just a friendly reminder. Get plenty of sleep and good luck on the CATS test, okay?
Sam, that was classic!
Awesome. Hope he doesn't figure out who you are.
He won't.
But wait, if Boo was at home and he's telling the truth, then he wasn't up here spying on us.
All right, let's think more about Gold Town. What happened? Did you two buy anything? Pick anything up?
You mean, like a souvenir?
Yeah, anything.
No, the only thing we came out of there with was the miner's hat you bought Dylan. Unless you bought something else.
No.
We walked in, got in line, listened to the history lesson about the Vug, and
that's when you took the pictures and the guy came over and erased them.
Yeah, but remember the argument we had?
What? You and me argue? Oh, come on.
Seriously, you were teasing me about not knowing how to open the camera, and you saw a guy talking to the owner?
Yeah, he was looking at us funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recording everything with...
With what?
My video camera. I got all of Ashley's argument on it. I thought it'd be funny to show to Mom, but maybe I recorded something else.
Maybe that's what they were looking for when they ransacked the cabin. Your video camera.
Do you think they found it?
Hang on.
Where are you going?
I think I might know where it is.
You might need these. Good catch.
What good will it do to find his video camera?
This whole thing might have something to do with Gold Town and the stolen nugget.
How could it? How could he have possibly captured on a video of that big boy?
I guess we'll find out when he finds the camera.
Yeah? Did you get it?
No, the kid couldn't find it. But I'm listening now. Sounds like he might remember where he put it.
What are you going to do if he finds it?
I'll keep listening. Where's Percy?
He's staying just north of him.
Send him over there. This could get really messy if they figure it out.
It's messy already.
Okay. Just tell Percy to do what he has to do.
Do that again, Bryce.
Hang on, Dylan. This is important.
Where did you find it?
In the car, Dylan. Under the seat. Where somebody put it. Oh, there. Right there.
What is it?
That's the guy. See? He sees us.
He sees me.
Yeah, he's looking at you. No, he's going out of the picture. And that's when he talked to the owner.
Just before the guy came over and erased your pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Rewind it to the guy's face. Right there. Freeze it. Can you enlarge that?
Yeah, I think so.
His hat has a C on it. Is that Chicago?
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
How can you tell? I mean, it could be Chicago or Cleveland or...
No. It's the wrong color and wrong shape. That's the shape of the Reds logo. You see how the curve of the C comes to a point?
Mm-hmm. But why would they be interested in this video?
Maybe it shows something we're not seeing. Something they don't want us to see.
How would they even know it existed? It seems strange, unless...
Unless what?
I guess Dylan wasn't as interested in the videos as we are.
We should take this to the sheriff, don't you think?
Exactly what I was thinking. Get your suitcases. I'll pry Dylan from the ping pong machine. Huh?
Hey, what happened?
Power just went out.
It's not ping ponging anymore.
It's all right, buddy. Come on up here. Time to leave. Just stay where you are. I'll come get you then.
Ah!
Shut up!
Sam, help!
What do you want?
Give me the camera.
Sam!
Grab Dylan and get to the car.
What happened? Somebody broke in. We need to get to the car.
Out the back door. Hurry!
If you and your family are looking for ways to learn more about God and grow closer to Him, check out our devotional, Keys for Kids. Every day you'll find a Bible passage, a key thought, and a cool story. Keys for Kids is totally free. To get your copy, call 888-224-2324. Write us at Keys for Kids Ministries, Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or go to keysforkids.org and click shop.
The car's locked.
Who is Sam fighting with?
We don't know, Dylan.
Where are the keys?
I guess Sam has them. Just calm down. Did you see how fast he came up the stairs?
Yeah, he came out of nowhere, but I'm worried.
What's going on? Oh, here he comes!
Give me the keys.
I don't have them.
You brought them out to find the camera, remember?
Yeah, but I gave them back.
No, you didn't.
Then I must have... Oh, no. They're inside in the back seat. How could I have done that? I'm such a dunce.
Forget it. Check the doors. Check the windows. Ashley, try the back.
It's locked tight.
And the back is locked, too.
Do you have an extra set?
At home. We'll have to break a window.
We need to call the police.
My cell's inside.
You can't go back in there, Sam.
You got the camera?
Yeah, right here.
Put it in your pocket. Hang on to it, okay? I'll grab the fireplace poker, but if that guy gets past me, let him have the camera. You guys run that way. Promise?
We promise. Just hurry.
It's okay, he'll be out soon.
And I'm cold!
Yeah, me too.
Ugh. I never knew a car window was that strong.
What do you think's happening in there?
Sam's okay. He knows how to take care of himself. He has to be okay.
Oh, we should have dialed 911.
There was no time.
From now on, anytime anybody charges in like that, we dial 911.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There he is!
Sam! Oh boy, are we glad to see you!
Stand back! Okay. All right, get in and toss me the keys. Ashley, get Dylan buckled in, too.
Okay. Here's the keys.
Okay, Dylan, just sit still. I have to get you in the car seat. There.
I can't believe I locked the keys inside.
We're gonna be okay.
That guy could have killed us.
Yeah, what about that guy?
He was still on the floor last I saw.
No, he's not! He's right there!
Sam, he's coming for us.
Hang on. This is gonna be slick until we get to the road.
Sam, the chain!
Hang on!
Look, there's the green car.
That's the one I saw at the ski resort.
Oh, why do they want this camera so much?
We'll let the sheriff settle all that.
Careful, Sam. That's a long way down.
It must have something to do with the gold. Do you think he'll leave us alone if we give him the camera?
I'm not giving him anything.
I'm cold! Can you roll up the window?
There isn't a window anymore, buddy.
Here, I found a blanket. This'll keep us warm.
They got away.
What do you mean, they got away?
The guy came out of nowhere. Probably former military. Sure packed a punch.
Where are they?
Headed down the mountain, toward town, toward the sheriff.
You know we can't let them do that.
What do you want me to do?
Whatever you have to do to keep them away from the sheriff. I don't want them getting close to him or town. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Don't let them get away.
Bryce, what's wrong?
I almost got you killed. Why'd I have to lock the keys in here? I'm always doing stupid stuff.
Come on, we're going to be okay.
Who's that?
Oh, it's the green car. Sam, he's gaining on us.
I see him. Bryce, try dialing 911 again. Tell them what's happening.
Okay, but here comes the tunnel.
I don't like the tunnel!
Oh, it's okay, buddy. We'll be at the other side in no time.
I don't like it when it's dark!
Look, there's a light at the other side. See it?
Nothing's happening.
Wait until we get out of the tunnel. Okay, try it now.
It's ringing. Yeah, a car's chasing us and we need help. We're on Gold Camp Road. Gold Camp Road. No, I don't see a mile marker. We're coming up on a reservoir. Hello? Hello? Oh, it cut out.
That's a dead spot.
I don't like the sound of that. Dead spot.
Bryce, try it again.
My medicine.
What?
My medicine! I forgot to take it! Last night and this morning!
Oh, I should have reminded you. Where's the bottle?
Back at the cabin.
She doesn't look good, Sam.
No, I'm fine. I just... with all the excitement, I...
You look pale. Can you hang on?
Yeah, of course. I just don't feel so good.
We gotta go back and get the medicine, Sam.
Not now. We have to lose him first.
Oh, he's catching up.
I'm cold!
Here he comes.
Sam, he's passing us.
Bryce, try 911 again.
All right. Still nothing.
Pull your seatbelts tight.
It's okay. We're gonna be okay. Sam will take care of us.
What's he doing?
He's trying to force us off the road.
But there's nowhere to go. The lake is right there.
I can't stop it. Hang on.
Please, God, help us.
you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, Sam, we're sinking.
Stay calm. Unbuckle. I can't get the door open, so we'll need to go through the window.
We're gonna drown.
No, we're not. The water's coming in fast. We're going to sink, but you two are good swimmers.
But Dylan can't.
I got him. Don't panic. We're gonna get out of this.
What do we do?
Take a deep breath. Get ready to swim.
I can't get Dylan unbuckled.
Calm down. You come up here. I'll get Dylan. Now go. Out the window. I'll be right behind you.
Oh, Jesus. Help us get out of here.
Please, help us.
Swim like crazy and get to the shore. God is gonna help you. Dylan, calm down. Look at me. Look at me, son. We're gonna be okay. Trust me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, the water's so cold. Where's Sam and Dylan?
He's trying to hold his breath. He was so scared.
Well, they're not gonna make it. He can't hold his breath this long. Please, Jesus, help us. Help Sam.
I'm going back down.
No! Don't try and be a hero.
I have to. I just want my little brother and my dad to be okay.
I can't lose you too.
You're not gonna lose me. Let me go.
Wait, Bryce, look.
Oh, are you two okay?
Yeah.
We're fine. What about Dylan?
Take him. Help me get him onto that rock.
He's not breathing. Oh, Sam, he's not breathing.
Put him right there.
Is he?
Get him on his side.
Oh, come on, Dylan. You can do this.
Dylan, come on.
Not again. You're not putting me through this again. Breathe. Make him breathe.
No. God, you can't let him die.
Please, help us. Please. Oh. Dylan.
Yes. You did it, Sam.
Dylan, can you hear me?
Yeah. What happened?
Hey, are you all right?
Come on, let's get him someplace warm.
Here's some more hot chocolate.
Thank you. This is really good.
I'm partial to the marshmallows myself.
Get anything with the license number I gave you?
It's a rental car. It was picked up at DIA last week.
Oh, then you can trace the driver.
Yeah, well, it was stolen last Thursday.
Oh, great.
We'll catch the man who did this, Mr. Timberline.
I can't believe somebody wanted to kill us.
They probably just wanted to scare us away.
Well, they did a good job.
Let's get this little guy checked out at the hospital and get this young lady the medicine that she needs. You ready to head that way?
Let me try my wife again.
What about your flight, Sam?
I got a substitute. We'll just get home and get you guys to school tomorrow.
You can use the phone over there.
Thanks.
You guys are either very lucky or you have somebody watching out for you.
I think it's the latter.
Wouldn't doubt it. So this guy who broke in, attacked you at the cabin? What was he after?
We think he was looking for my video camera. I was shooting something at Gold Town, just some stuff of Ashley and me clowning around. And I think we must have caught somebody doing something they shouldn't have been doing.
Where's the camera now?
Well, I thought I put it in my coat. I guess when we went in the water, it fell out.
Probably ruined by now.
No, it was waterproof. Well, at least it was supposed to be.
Sheriff?
Deputy?
So, I hear you guys had quite an adventure out there.
If you call almost drowning an adventure.
No word on the guy who ran them off the road?
Nope, none yet.
Kind of hard to believe this whole thing might be about a little video camera.
It's our best guess.
Did you get to see the video? Able to watch it at all?
Well, yeah. Just before he broke in on us, we saw this guy. He had a baseball cap on.
If we find it when we pull your car out tomorrow, we'll let you know.
Thanks.
Your mom is on her way. She'll meet us at the hospital.
Oh, there's one more thing, Mr. Timberline. The local newspaper wants to have a word with you and the children.
Cool!
You mean, like, interview us?
I'm sure they'll have a few questions about what happened, how you were able to get out of the car and all.
Did you hear that, Dylan? You're gonna be in the newspaper.
I wanna see Mom.
I think we'll pass on that, Sheriff. Think we've had enough excitement for one day.
What? But Sam...
It could help them solve the case.
Yeah, maybe somebody saw something at Gold Town and this would help.
I'll explain it later, guys. You think we can get a ride over to the hospital?
I'd be glad to take them, Sheriff.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Mom!
It's so good to see you two.
Where's Sam?
They needed to do an x-ray of Dylan, just to be sure.
I guess God answered your prayer, Mom.
And what was that?
That we'd make a memory with Sam.
Honey, I'm so sorry it turned out this way.
We had a really good time with him, Mom. When we were out there in that lake, waiting for Sam to surface, he was showing us how much he cared. It was like we had a real dad.
He does care for you guys a lot.
I just don't understand why we couldn't do the interview with the newspaper.
I know. That would have been so cool.
He has his reasons.
What reasons?
Yeah, why can't we get our picture in the paper?
I better let him explain. I'm gonna go check on Dylan. I'll be right back.
What do you think's going on?
Are they having marriage problems or something?
I don't think so. Maybe he just doesn't want to be in the paper.
Yeah.
What do you got? Anything new?
The kid thinks he dropped the camera in the lake as they tried to get out.
Then we're clear.
He said it was waterproof.
That's the only evidence that links you with the, you know.
Yeah, I know. I got a bug on the mom's purse at the hospital.
Clear that up and we're good, you understand?
I got it.
Do whatever you have to get that video. Go diving in the lake if you have to.
Trust me, I got this.
Okay, give me a second here to catch my breath. Whew, that was some kind of adventure. If you ever had a day that feels kind of crazy, just remember this thing about God. He's a great redeemer. That means he can take whatever tough stuff you're going through and turn it into a blessing. Here's a verse to remember when you face tough times. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. That's in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. If you love God, and if you're following his purpose for your life, you can be sure he's working to make all things you're going through turn out to be good. Okay, we've got a surprise treat for you. I've got Chris Fabry with me. Chris co-wrote the original Red Rock Mysteries book series, and he adapted the episode that you just heard.
Zach, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Chris, is any part of Red Rock Mysteries based on real life?
Well, one of the things that happened early on was Ashley has this difficulty where she has to take medication. One of my daughters was going through that right there at that time. There's a lot of interaction with the kids. My kids were in public school. They were having problems, different problems, either on the bus or in the school. And so I kind of mined the things that they were going through, the struggles that they were having, so that any child who was at that age would be able to see, well, this is how a person handles these kinds of problems, these kinds of difficulties.
What do you enjoy most about Red Rock Mysteries?
I think the thing I like most about the series is the fact that these kids, there's an awful lot of tension in their lives, and it's not just external. It's not just the bully or solving the mysteries or, you know, an older person who's in trouble or somebody's stolen something. There's a lot of internal struggle that they have, and of course they've gone through a lot of loss. Their father died in a horrific way. Their mother has gotten remarried, and there's this blended family. There is a spiritual mismatch. And if listeners or readers will lean into God like Bryce and Ashley do and ask the hard questions and deal with the hard answers, then God's going to do something in them that will attract those who are around them who don't necessarily believe in God or Jesus, and can draw them to himself through their lives, through their salt and light.
That's great. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Zach. Thank you so much for bringing these stories to life.
We hope you enjoyed our show today. Tell us what you think. We love hearing from you. Just email us at redrockmysteries@keysforkids.org. Today's episode, Haunted Waters Part 3, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. It was adapted by Chris Fabry and directed by Steve O'Dell. Post-production by Todd Bastide, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. There's more fun, more adventure, and more mystery ahead. So don't miss the next Red Rock Mysteries.